is there a little bit more intrigue because this just isn't this obvious slam dunk because 7-8 very important USA players pulled out? Are they just a lot more vulnerable, and does that make it more interesting globally?
I think absolutely right. When you've got guys on this team who are all hearing the reports about, you know, all the big names pulled out, LeBron pulled out, Damian Lillard pulled out, you know, James Harden pulled out, all these guys pulled out. And they're, so they're saying, well, you know, the USA is only sending their second or third best team out here. Well, these guys, Kemba Walker, Chris Middleton, Brook Lopez, they hear all that. And they want to prove everyone that these guys are just as good and that they can go out there and win the gold medal. And there's a lot of pressure on this team. But when you've got guys who are hungry like this to prove a point, I think you're going to see some really good basketball from these guys. And you know, coming into Thursday night here in Melbourne, it's only 2 days away, the city's really excited for Australia versus the USA. And the USA has got the pressure on them because you guys mentioned just before, they haven't lost since 2006. And even though these games don't count in the standings, they obviously don't count towards the World Cup, the USA just does not want to lose. They don't want to show that they can be beaten. So they're going to come out and try to win. And Australia, as you guys saw, they played Canada over the weekend. And Australia got beaten pretty easily on Friday night. And on Saturday night, they came back and had a good performance and won. But that was against a team with Canada missing a lot of their star players as well. So I think Australia probably overlooked them a little bit, came back out the second night and got a better result. But now going in against the USA, they know they cannot be complacent at all. They've got to go out there and bring it from the tip on Thursday night. And I think that's what you're going to see. You're going to see, you know, 50,000 Australian fans here screaming for the Aussies to try to get a win over the US because this might be their best chance to get a win. But as I said off the top, just you know, you just have to look around the US team. And I was being around them the last 2 days. There's some really, really good competitive players out there who want to go out there and prove that they belong on this USA team. Whether or not they're on the second or third team doesn't really matter to them. They just want to prove that when you put that USA jersey on, they're out there representing their country.
I really love, Lee, how we've just decided that, quote-unquote, personal reasons is fine to not play in this tournament anymore. Everyone's like, yeah, personally, myself, I probably wouldn't do it either if I was you, if that's what personal reasons mean.
My personal goal is to help the Sacramento Kings, my team, get to the playoffs in mid-April, so I will not be there in late August.
Personally, yeah. I can't make it, but Greg was just saying that Kemba Walker could potentially be the best player on this U.S. team. I think it's kind of Donovan Mitchell, to be honest with you. That's who I'm most excited to see.
Well, I agree that I'm most excited to watch Donovan Mitchell because he lights up that highlight reel every time he steps on the court. And in fact, today we were allowed in post-practice and Donovan Mitchell threw down a couple of dunks. And you could just hear the media members, everyone was just like, oh my God, this guy is exciting. Because when he gets up there, he doesn't just do a standard dunk. He's got the legs flying. He really throws it down and he tries to make a statement. So there's no doubt that he's going to be the guy you want to watch. But I also spoke to Kemba Walker and I said to him, you know, you're an all-star on this team. Mm-hmm. You've been around the league a long time. This is the first time he's representing the USA at this level. And he's going to have a lot expected on his shoulders as well because Kyle Lowry's out. De'Aaron Fox, you know, he's also pulled out. So there's not a lot of point guard depth. Kemba Walker is the guy who, you know, in Charlotte, everyone thought, well, maybe he's going to get the 5-year supermax from the Hornets. Instead, he signed with the Boston Celtics. So he wants to show the Celtics that, hey, I can carry a team. I can lead a team. Even though there's a lot of guys I've never played with before, he can go out there and be the guy that takes the U.S. to the gold. And that was really impressive to see because I think Kemba Walker playing in Charlotte for all those years was overlooked a lot. You know, yeah. People don't see him as an elite-level point guard like a Steph Curry, you know, or Russell Westbrook, whoever you want to pick. They sort of see him in Charlotte putting up numbers and they think, well, it's only Charlotte. No one cares. But now he gets a chance on the world stage to show he's just as good as any of those guys. So, you know, he's coming in here really with a point to prove. And not only that, you know, Greg Popovich, he's going to expect Kemba Walker to make the right decisions, whether it's setting up other guys, knocking down those shots or getting inside. Because, you know, as a veteran in the NBA, he just expects guys like Kemba Walker to be able to adapt to the Popovich style. And I think having a coach like Greg Popovich is probably the best thing for Kemba Walker because his time in Charlotte, he's had several different coaches, you know, a lot of players that have come in and out of that team, but now he's got maybe the best coach we've ever seen in the NBA coaching him for the next couple of weeks. So you could see some really good stuff out of Kemba Walker.
Lee Ellis, the excellent Lee Ellis, our guest NBA analyst, co-host of the Free Agents podcast. So let's shift gears to the talk and speculation of Dwight Howard making a Lakers return. It went really badly. It ended really badly for Dwight in L.A., but with the DeMarcus Cousins injury last week, is there a fit here, or would you be, if you're Rob Pelinka, would you be running in the other direction given how it went the first time around with Dwight?
Well, I mean, if Dwight hasn't learned from his experiences and hasn't grown up and matured, then he never will. But I think right now, if you're the Lakers, Dwight's still an incredibly athletic, incredibly big body guy, still relatively young. He's just had a lot of injuries in the last couple of years and hasn't been able to stay on the floor. But if he's healthy, he can still get you 15 points and 10 rebounds without even really trying. He can block shots. I mean, we know he's a three-time defensive player of the year. And really, if you've got LeBron on your team and Anthony Davis, all you need Dwight to do is play defense and grab rebounds and maybe only play 20 minutes a night. Now, Dwight has said, you know what, he's been humbled over these last 2 years because his career really has fallen off a cliff. Well, now he gets potentially an opportunity to go to a team where he's contending for a championship. So if that's not enough for him to realize that this is maybe his last chance to you know, taste championship glory, then he never will. I mean, I think you look at an example like JaVale McGee in Golden State when he was there and he won two championships. JaVale McGee was kind of in and out of the league, you know, thought of as a bit of a knucklehead, but he got to that right situation in Golden State, really put in hard, you know, played, did the job that they asked him to do, and he was very, very successful at doing that. And the Warriors missed him last year. You know, he wasn't a guy who's going to play 35 minutes, but when he came out there, he impacted the floor at both ends. And that's really where Dwight Howard is right now. He can come out there and be effective for the Lakers. He just has to realize that this might be his last chance, because if he messes it up in LA, he might be out of the league. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty crazy to think, you know, that his career could have just fallen away the way that it has. So, you know, we'll be watching to see if Dwight can back up what he said about not having an ego and realizing that it's fine for him to grow up. And if he can do that, then the Lakers get an absolute steal, really, to pick him up off the waiver wires when, you know, he's just out there and no one really wants him. And if he can be that guy, then great. If he comes in and he's a bit of a knucklehead and doesn't do the right thing, then the Lakers are just going to cut him and they don't really lose anything. So I think if you're Los Angeles, you may as well take a flyer on him, see how he turns up to camp, see how he goes in the preseason, and then give him a few minutes at the start of the season and see how it goes. Because, you know, like I say, he's a double-double machine by just being on the floor. You know, that's what he's done his whole career. He can rebound, he can defend. So the Lakers should have space for him, certainly if it is only 5 or 10 minutes a night.
Yeah, you just need that efficiency from him. You're absolutely right. Now, sticking with the Lakers, LeBron James, this is the first time in nearly a decade where he's had an extended summer. The Lakers not in the postseason conversation. He's got to rehab. He's gotten to take care of any ailments that might have been hindering his performance. Now he has a brand new team surrounding him with a ton of different faces. What kind of year do you expect him to have? Obviously, he has the capability to take over offensively, but one of the things we were talking about a little bit before was, is he going to be this even more prolific passer if he trusts the teammates around him?
Well, that's the big question about LeBron, is whether or not he can adapt his game and maybe score, you know, 5 or 6 points less, take a lot less shots, and have these other guys fill in the void and knock down shots. Because I think LeBron probably saw what Kawhi Leonard did last year, and he sat out a quarter of the season. LeBron missed about a quarter of the season through injury, but I think LeBron, and I think a lot of guys, looked at Kawhi, and they'll probably be doing the same thing this year, where they just really try to manage their workload and sit out games so that they are fresh come playoff time. Because this was the most significant injury we've seen from LeBron throughout his whole career, and it was basically listed as a groin strain at the start, and I think it cost him 6 weeks in the end. So I think that's a little bit of age catching up with him too. LeBron's going to be 35 in December, so he simply can't perform at the same level forever. I mean, we saw Kobe Bryant at the end of his career. He could still go out and get 40 points if he wanted to any night, but it wasn't really the same where he would go out and dominate teams and win games. And so LeBron now has to be that guy who's probably more of a facilitator. He can just shoot those threes, and you know he's a very good three-point shooter, and have the guys like Anthony Davis, who are entering their prime, be the guys who go out there and do all the heavy lifting every night. And that's what LeBron, I think, wants himself. I think he realizes that he doesn't need to go full steam throughout the regular season, although he kind of takes his foot off the gas anyway at some point. Anyway, but if he, if he has these other guys who are out there really trying to prove that they belong on the Lakers and can carry a team, then you're going to see a pretty effective and efficient LeBron. And again, going back to Dwight Howard there, you know that Dwight can still set those huge picks up the top, which LeBron would love to curl around and then find his shooters in the corner or throw a lob up to Anthony Davis. So, you know, there's a lot of things that could go right for the Lakers if all those parts fit together. But until we see them play and until we see guys really sacrifice their minutes and their shots, it's still a little bit of an unknown just to see how good the Lakers could be.